From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. U.S. Senator Katie Britt delivers a fiery speech urging support for Israel while on a congressional fact-finding trip to that country. From Tel Aviv, Britt talked of watching videos and hearing stories of the initial attack on Israelis by Gaza-based Hamas militants more than 2 weeks ago. She described acts as disgusting, despicable, and pure evil. Roughly 1,400 Israelis were killed, most in that first wave of attacks. Britt said that while she believes people of, quote, all faiths can coexist in peace and prosperity, she also said the U.S. stands with Israel.
We want Hamas to be destroyed, and we want peace to be restored.
More than 4,600 residents of the Gaza Strip have been killed and more than 1 million displaced due to fighting between Israel and Hamas. U.S. Representative Gary Palmer, a Republican from Hoover, is one of nine congressmen running for Speaker of the House. Considered a surprise candidate, Palmer announced his run for the position on the social media platform X just before yesterday's deadline. Palmer has represented Alabama's 6th congressional district since 2015. The 69-year-old voted against certifying the results of the 2020 election and went further, signing an amicus brief that asked the Supreme Court to throw out electoral votes from key swing states. He says he can unite the Republican Party with steady conservative leadership. And voters will go to the polls tomorrow in a runoff election for the Alabama House District 55 seat. That district covers parts of Birmingham and its western suburbs. There's no Republican in the race, so the winner of the Democratic runoff is expected to take the seat. As WBHM's Kelsey Shelton reports, just because both candidates are from the same party doesn't mean they're focused on the same issues.
Sylvia Swain's campaign is a historic one. If elected, Swain would be Alabama's first openly transgender representative, but she hopes she can be a voice for all disenfranchised groups.
When we work together and we recognize that none of us are free until all of us are free, there is overlap, there is allyship there, there's solidarity.
One of her biggest goals is expanding Medicaid, something she knows will be difficult in an almost entirely Republican House. But she says she's up for the challenge. She's ready to have those tough conversations in order to get things done. Swain's opponent in the race is Travis Hendricks.
I will never stop fighting to eliminate barriers to opportunities, resources, and rights because you deserve a great quality of life.
Hendricks did not respond to an interview request from WBHM, but according to his website, he has a background in law enforcement, so he's made public safety a big part of his platform. Hendricks' upbringing in the district is also important to him. It has made him aware of issues that affect the area. The race hasn't gone without conflict. On Thursday, a flyer some saw as transphobic aimed at Swain made its way around the district. Hendricks says he didn't create, nor does he support, the flyer. Kelsey Shelton, WBHM.
You'll find more news anytime at WBHM.org.